Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Diary, December 18, 88, Battle Creek, Michigan. December 16 to 31, 1888. Portions of this manuscript are published in 3, Bio, 421 to 423, Battle Creek, Michigan. Talked in morning meeting to a large room full of physicians and nurses and helpers. My words were well received. Had talk with McPherson today. Advised him to go to California. Battle Creek. Spoke to the physicians and patients. Some good testimonies were born. There was an excellent spirit in the meeting. We tried most earnestly to impress upon the workers in every department that they were missionaries, that this sanitarium was a good missionary field, that the influence of all connected with the sanitarium should be to correctly represent Bible religion. They could best do this by a life of piety, of earnest devotion, and the strictest fidelity in their work. I spoke again in the new building to the nursing school and to all the helpers and physicians that could be released from the charge of sick patients. I spoke from Revelation 3, verse 4 to 9. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. December 18, 1888, Battle Creek. Tuesday morning spoke at the sanitarium from Ephesians. December 19, 1888, Battle Creek. Wednesday evening spoke to full house from Luke 17, verse 11 to 20. Battle Creek. Thursday morning spoke to sanitarium physicians and helpers in regard to faithfulness. Our religion must be a life-directing principle. We are not only learners, but in mastering our lessons well, we are teachers in many ways. We shall err often. But Jesus is willing to help us in the most common duties of life. Thank God, women are not excluded from the missionary field. Those who are engaged in the work in the sanitarium are doing a missionary work. The religion of Jesus Christ is to elevate the world. Many excellent testimonies were born at this meeting. Thursday at 5 p.m., I spoke to the college students. The Lord gave me the word which seemed to reach hearts. Professor W.W. Prescott arose and attempted to speak, but his heart was too full. There he stood 5 minutes in complete silence, weeping. When he did speak, he said, "I am glad I am a Christian." He made very pointed remarks. His heart seemed to be broken by the Spirit of the Lord. I invited those who had not accepted the truth and those who had not the evidence of their acceptance with God to come forward. It seemed that the whole company was on the move. After speaking some time with them, we had a season of prayer and then divided into little companies, and all through the assembly, personal efforts were being made for special ones. Oh, that was a blessed meeting. Deep conviction was upon souls, and there were some who gave themselves to Jesus for the first time. Thursday night I spoke at the tabernacle, and many bore precious testimonies that the Lord had forgiven their sins and given them a new heart. The words of truth spoken by Elder Jones had been blessed to their souls. Battle Creek. Friday morning at 5 a.m., I spoke to the sanitarium group again in regard to the necessity of faithfulness and thoroughness in all their efforts, and the necessity of their abiding in Christ and claiming His rich promises by faith. We had an excellent social meeting. Professor Prescott called, and we had a precious talk. He said that one of those who came forward was now happy in the love of God. Her desires had all changed. None of her father's family are Sabbath keepers, and if she could only be a blessing to them, that they would see the beauty of truth as she was seeing it, what joy it would be to her heart. Battle Creek. Elder Jones spoke in the forenoon with great freedom. The message the Lord has given him to bear has taken hold upon his soul and the souls of those who have heard and received the light which the Lord has given them. In the afternoon, I spoke to the people, and then there was a social meeting. Many confessed that they were much blessed during the week of prayer, and that listening to the truth as they had done was a feast to their souls. Elder Jones attended the meetings at the college. The Lord is at work among the teachers and the students. No less than 6 have decided to be Christians. Professor Prescott and his wife are glad in the Lord. Battle Creek. Early Sunday morning, I met with the sanitarium helpers and physicians. Spoke to them a short time, and then had a social meeting, which was good. At 12 o'clock noon, I received a telephone invitation to come to the Review and Herald Publishing House to speak to the workers in the office. I had time only to drop my pen, put on my outer wraps, step on the streetcar, and in about 5 minutes was at the place and addressed those assembled. My soul was drawn out in earnest longing of soul that those connected with the work should realize their responsibilities, the great help they need, and the willingness of God to do for them more than they could even think and ask. This was a good season to my soul. In the afternoon, I listened to a discourse from Brother Jones. Had conversation with Brother Prescott in regard to the best means of managing the interests in the college. In the evening, listened to another discourse from Brother Jones upon the love of God. Soul-stirring truths were uttered, and many in that large congregation were fed with the bread of life, and their hearts were awakened to more earnest activity and zeal. Battle Creek. Attended meeting with the sanitarium helpers and physicians. I felt like urging home upon them the necessity of a deep, thorough, and living experience daily, and the necessity of gathering up the precious rays of light sent from heaven to us, and praising God for these rich blessings. Many bore testimonies and expressed their gratitude to God. Elder McCoy spoke with greater tenderness and feeling than I have ever heard him speak before. The tears dropped from his cheeks as he talked of the goodness and love of God. Had a little council meeting in reference to what we should do in the future interest of this meeting. Rode down to the city in the streetcar. After dinner, had conversation with Dr. Kellogg, who has just returned from Monterey, where we hear the Lord is at work in a special manner. Elder Burrell and Elder Root had meetings there for the benefit of the church. Elder Corliss united with them, and the Lord blessed greatly. The spirit of confession came in. The Lord by His Spirit is taking hold of souls. Jeremy Rummery has made thorough work in regard to his cider making. He has confessed humbly. December 24th. Attended evening meeting at 7 o'clock. There was much arrangement for a special program made in the sanitarium, and a large number were not present because of this. It was especially for the benefit of the patients and helpers. There was a good representation of our people in the tabernacle. Elder Jones read Elder Conradi's article in regard to foreign missions, then Elder Corliss spoke, then W.C. White, and Mrs. White gave them a little talk on the mission field. This was the burden of the labors this evening. December 25th, 1888. Battle Creek. Arose at 5 this morning. Attended the morning meeting. Gave a little talk in regard to the advent of Christ to our world, His ascension to heaven, and His second coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Many good testimonies were borne to the point. Found a precious basket of fruit, which I most gladly transferred to Brother Rupert's family. We were kept in ignorance of the arrangements for the evening. December 26th, 1888. Battle Creek. Arose at 3 o'clock. After a season of prayer, engaged in writing. Wrote 12 pages before breakfast. Attended morning meeting at 5:30. spoke to doctors, nurses, and helpers in regard to the necessity of the Lord being with us in all our labors. The Lord declared his character to Moses. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Exodus 34, verse 6, 7. We had a profitable season. Dr. Kellogg spoke well, and many good testimonies were born. Attended meeting at the Review and Herald office. Had a good meeting with them. December 28, 1888. Battle Creek. Arose early. Wrote several pages. Had a precious season of prayer. Attended noon meeting with workers in the office. Spoke with earnestness to them. Many excellent testimonies were born. Attended noon meeting at Tabernacle Vestry. Had a precious meeting. Spoke in sanitarium to a large number assembled at the commencement of the Sabbath. Had a social meeting which passed off well. Many of the patients were present. At the close of meeting, several rose for prayers. December 29, 1888. Battle Creek. Arose early. After a season of prayer, engaged in reading and writing a discourse for the people. Elder Jones spoke to the people in forenoon. His labors were quite successful. I spoke in the afternoon from Isaiah 58 on the Sabbath, and the many ways the Lord could be robbed. Read in regard to robbing God in tithes and in offerings. Called the people forward for prayers. After a season of prayer, we repaired to the vestry, and the work went on. There were many confessions made, and it was a profitable meeting lasting until 7 o'clock. Battle Creek, Sunday night. I arose early, and after a season of prayer, wrote a number of pages. Attended evening meeting. Spoke to a well-filled house. Dwelt particularly on evil speaking and its sure results. All these sins of which we have been guilty must be removed, and all this robbery of God must be repented of, and the rubbish removed from the door of the heart, that we may open the door and welcome Jesus as an honored guest. Called them forward for prayers. Many responded, and many testimonies were born, many confessions made. Brother Winslow was coming to the light. Said he had been to some whom he had wronged and made confession, and the Lord blessed him. Brother Lucas and his wife came forward and made confessions. Brother Lucas said he had not paid his tithes. He had robbed God of $500, which he would pay into the treasury in a short time. Our meeting continued until past 10 o'clock. The Spirit of the Lord was working upon the hearts. Battle Creek. Arose at 3 o'clock. After praying to my Heavenly Father, I engaged in writing. Called on Brother Frisbee and wife, also on the family of Brother Lucas. We had a profitable season of prayer. The Lord is certainly at work, subduing and purifying the hearts of all who choose to be fully on the Lord's side, and make restitution for their withholding of the Lord's own means from his treasury.